here's something luridly lame. One of the biggest influencers in the biohacking slash health space once refused to talk to me because I have less than 100,000 followers. I had crafted a pitch proposing a micro collaboration that would take less than 90 seconds of his time, literally. And the response was, come back when you have more followers. I have about 15,000 real human followers across all platforms and a website that's been popular for over a decade. I wrote them back arguing that the number of social media followers is not the most meaningful metric and the one that many influencers are faking. And they did not respond. This was a stinging rejection, as this is someone I've been a super fan of for a while. Sharing his content, clicking the buy buttons on his recommendations, and reviewing his books positively. In the hollow, neon-lit world of the modern influencer economy, we have been conditioned to worship at the altar of the vanity metric. If you spend any time in biohacking, anti-aging, or personal growth subcultures, you'll quickly realize that there's a rigid, albeit invisible, caste system based entirely on follower count. If your digital tail is shorter than five figures, you're effectively a ghost, a non-entity whose insights are disregarded by the self-appointed gatekeepers of clout. I want to tell you about the biggest influencer I know. That would be Dr. Hanny Damian. And he currently has around 18,000 followers and probably wouldn't even love being called an influencer. When I interviewed him on my podcast last year, he had just 400 Instagram followers. But even then, he was vastly and profoundly more influential than the social media stars with five and six figure followings in our space. And here's why. He operates a cutting edge regenerative medicine practice that has treated hundreds of thousands of patients, liberating them from daily chronic pain. Think about that number for a moment and compare it to the likes on a generic fitness post. We aren't talking about manifesting wellness or going with the flow of some bland platitude here. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of lives transformed through the industrious application of advanced medicine and meticulous biohacking. When a patient has been crippled by daily agonizing pain, when they are rapidly restored to a state of physical autonomy, that is transformation that ripples outward with so much more force than any viral tweet or social media post could ever hope to muster. I'll link to my interview with him. He has an amazing story. And just consider the sheer human impact of his work. The network effects here are truly exponential. When one person is freed from chronic pain, their entire family is also liberated from the shared burden of that suffering. The millions of family members who no longer have to watch their loved ones wither away are all part of the reach of Dr. Demian's work. This is real influence. It is the tangible, measurable improvement of the human ability to function and flourish in an increasingly toxic world. So go follow Dr. Demian if you want to see what real influence looks like. And yes, being an influencer, he does have a red Ferrari. If you think our influencer culture, worshiping at the altar of the follower count, is lame, then share this. And in the comments section, please tag or mention link to someone out there doing great work who doesn't have a huge following. Yeah, let's give them some recognition in the comment section of this. And I tell you what, if this gets over 100 comments or over 100 shares, then I will publicly name that ridiculously pompous influencer who turned me down because of my sub 100K follower count. Yeah, I was a super fan of this guy, and he Fluxnausenihalipified me. That's right, Fluxnausenihalipification. That's a word that means to make something worthless. I was a valuable superfan, and he made me worthless. And I'm still not real happy about it. And if this message gets the reach that it deserves, I will burn that bridge. I'm Jonathan Roseland with Limitless, looking forward to a continued conversation with you.